ABC Radio Australia.
Well, Skype meetings, WhatsApp calls, Facebook chats, the lockdown from coronavirus has certainly made my technology usage go into overdrive. But it is not just me. Governments and organisations around the Pacific are also embracing online tools to share information, broadcast news alerts and shift their work online. Some hope that these systems can create more accountable and transparent institutions long after the crisis is over. But for others, these technologies are only deepening the digital divide that separates rural villages from big cities, as Priyanka Srinivasan reports.
You may proceed, Vagan, with them remaining polling stations, Plotana.
For the first time in Vanuatu's history, much of the country's election was broadcast live on social media in real time. Over the week leading up to the final result, hundreds of people watched as officials peeled open ballot envelopes, recorded individual votes to tally up which candidate had claimed each seat. The hours of footage often just showed election officers punching in numbers into their calculators, but it was watched live by hundreds of people via VBTC's Facebook page. Sarah Licky, a university student studying in Fiji, was one of those looking on.
I keep watching VBTC live while the officers are doing the counting, just because I really want to get update on the official results.
Vanuatu's Election Commission was pushed to broadcast the counting online because of the coronavirus pandemic. A nationwide order meant that commissioners and observers couldn't meet as usual. So the government turned to technology and Vanuatu's public broadcaster, VBTC, to stream the process online. Sarah Licky says the live broadcast allowed her to feel connected to her home country when she was also under lockdown in Fiji.
Because I belong to Vanuatu, I love Vanuatu, and that's why, though I'm in a foreign land, I really want to be part of understanding what is happening out there.
But for Sarah, it's not just lockdown orders that make live broadcasts like this one necessary. She says it opens the doors to the inner workings of the government, making sure everyone can check things are done fairly and to the law.
To be honest, I really appreciate the fact that VBTC has gone on live for the counting. It shows transparency as well. Transparency to information, transparency to the counting, and people, they also want to get information about their votes as well.
Anthea Arnambat, host of Vanuatu's tech show, Tech Talk, agrees. She says by moving their work online, governments can use new media to win public trust, whether in times of crisis or not.
It makes the election more transparent so that people know that there is no tampering happening when an election is taking place, and all of that information is available to everyone from the north of the country right down to the south.
And it's not just Vanuatu's election that has moved online. In Fiji, the University of the South Pacific has moved to online teaching so that students can learn from home. And in Papua New Guinea, telecom provider Digicel is helping the government send out alerts about the coronavirus to mobile phones so that people across the country can keep up to date. For Ms. Arnambat, the pandemic has revealed the need for people across the region to be connected to consistent and reliable mobile and internet devices.
Technology should be seen as a necessity like electricity and water. Making sure that throughout the country, everybody has access to good internet or telecommunication services, I should say. Making sure that there is also an emergency plan in place, because it's essential. It's necessary for us to be able to communicate important information all over the country in a timely manner. I know sometimes we think that technology is just another service. No, I think it's time we see it as part of a utility. It's needed, just like light and just like water.
But that might be more easily said than done.
Not every person in every country will have access to the internet or will have access to all the mediums.
Amanda Watson is from the Department of Pacific Affairs at the Australian National University. She says mobile phones and social media can be great to help people access information quickly and over a long distance. But while governments scramble to use technology to efficiently broadcast information about the coronavirus and other issues, she says they might be neglecting those who don't have access.
The term that we usually use is digital divide, and what a digital divide means is that some people have access to certain digital technologies while other people do not. So some people have access to the internet while others do not, or some people have access to mobile phones while others do not. And so a concern is that people who do not have access to certain technologies, maybe because they can't afford them, or maybe because they live outside of mobile network coverage or other factors, they don't have electricity, for instance, then those people might miss out on information, which of course is crucial at this time when we're worried about the spread of the coronavirus COVID-19 potentially in the Pacific, and people obviously want information. So one issue that needs to be considered is the digital divide and thinking about how to try and get information out to people who don't have access to those digital technologies.
And this digital divide could become a digital chasm if not properly managed. Dr. Watson points to the increasing use of online tools to educate students as schools shut down because of the pandemic.
Where you might have impoverished university students who rely on going to the campus, their university campus, perhaps they live on or near the campus, and ordinarily they use the computers in the library and the internet facilities on campus and maybe don't have a device such as a laptop of their own. So therefore these students would be disadvantaged and might face immense challenges with trying to access a laptop or some sort of device to do their online work, and perhaps they might not have internet access, they might not be able to afford it, and so on. So I guess these inequality issues are quite important to think about when it comes to online learning, assignment deadlines, whether people can graduate, what's going to happen to their programs if they can't do the online learning, and so on.
But for Sarah Leakey back in Fiji, who is now following her coursework online as a result of the outbreak, she says she wants to follow more government processes and get more information on her mobile phone.
The VPTC has gone live with the counting of votes, has given me the idea that approach that could be used when the government is forming the parliament, and if we could have VPTC live during parliament sessions while the ministers are tabling the bills, it would be a great idea.